Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Bob Zanotti is our guest co-host and staff announcer. Phyllis Galdi is staying with us for a little bit more because we roped her in. Publisher, editor of Fate magazine. And she has a picture of this little crystalline device on a chain called a Bacatan. And I see it's glowing kind of like an apple blue in the picture that I see of the magazine. Now, the question here is, which is, I guess, sensible, what is the mechanism involved, and what is it detecting?
Who knows? A frequency. There are lots of ghost detectors on the market that you can purchase, and they kind of creeped me out. Well, anyway, I was gifted one of these little devices, and I was sitting watching television in the quiet house. All of a sudden, the damn thing goes off. Boom, 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 and it scares the heck out of me. And then I asked Dennis Carlson, my medium, about the ghost detectors. This was a good thing or a bad thing. And then she laughed. She said, David, my deceased partner, was just messing with me. I mean, he was. How do you get even with a spirit? I'm going to kick his butt when I see him in the next lifetime. But, yeah, he was just teasing with me, just messing with me. But they are. He said they were not a bad thing. Some of the ghost detectors were kind of evil. I think they allowed bad spirits to come in. But this one evidently is safe.
Phyllis, do you have to use a special type of crystal to do this? Do you have to do some treatment of the crystal to imbue it with this range of sensitivity?
It looks like it's actually made out of plastic is what it looks like, with some little kind of funny, tiny, tiny batteries in it, like you'd have on a wristwatch.
Okay, if it has a battery, what is it powering? Is it some
kind
of electronic?
I guess you can look online and see what you find out about Bacatan. I think they must be made in the Orient. We aren't smart enough to make anything like this here.
Well, if I could jump in about this subject, speaking as a radio ham, the subject of crystals and their relationship to radio frequency current or vibrations, if you wish, is quite common in radio frequency engineering. I'm not prepared to offer an explanation how these work, but I can maybe move us in a roughly that direction. Crystals have what's called, if I pronounce it correctly, I forget, I used to know this to get my ham radio license, piezoelectric properties. In other words, if there is a strong magnetic force around, specifically radio frequency force, a crystal will activate. It will get excited. For example, radio stations, transmitters, broadcast transmitters, at least they used to use crystals to determine an exact radio frequency. If somebody was broadcasting like WABC New York on 770, that had to be absolutely precise, and it was crystal controlled. The crystals can be shaved down, shapened, to respond to one and only one frequency. Now, how this would affect the spirit world, I don't know. But I do know, for example, maybe it's not so popular now because we don't use the old monitors, you know, the television monitors, these things that used to use bombarding electrons, you know, what are they called? I can't think of the term at the moment.
CRT.
Anyway, the old
CRT, cathode ray tube.
Right. Okay. In the days when we use cathode ray tubes for television or for PC screens, It was very popular over here. I don't know how it was over there in the States, but over here you could go to a minerals store and get pink quartz. And if you were to put that near the screen, it would absorb all the radiation, so it would not bombard the body. And I can tell you, because I felt it myself, if you had it there after several hours or a couple of days, if you picked it up, you almost got a mild electrical shock because the crystal absorbed that energy. And the recommendation was to wash it under cold water, which brought it to cold water ground, brought it back into the ground, cleaned the crystal, in other words, you could start again. So maybe it means that this vague theory would be that somehow the crystal responds to energy coming from a spirit body. How this would function, sorry, I can't offer an explanation. All I can do is set the ball in motion.
I was looking at eBay, by the way. They have a Bacatan. It's called Ghost Detector, Ghost Rock Bacatan. Looks almost identical to the one you have in Fate, Phyllis. It's $39. Yes. Maybe this is the one. And the shipping from Japan is $13. And it doesn't tell me what kind of battery it uses. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. It doesn't tell me what kind of battery it uses. But have you looked and checked, or do you just look at it as a closed box, Phyllis?
I have not taken it apart, no. I wouldn't know what I was looking at. It's clear, it's transparent, the plastic casing, and there's a bunch of like little tiny, tiny, funny-looking batteries inside it. But the fact that it can change colors, sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's purple.
Well, that would make sense.
Very unnerving.
Yeah, it would make sense from a technical point of view, depending on what kind of energy is going into it. May I go back to flying saucers for a moment?
Okay, let's have our flying saucer sound. Go ahead.
Okay, UFOs, UAPs, we don't get into that. We still call them flying saucers. We all know what we're talking about. You mentioned a long time ago on the show, Phyllis, that you thought they were ETs, which means that they come in some kind of a craft, I would imagine, visiting Earth, maybe to look back on what they created here, to go back to that subject we were talking about a long time ago. What about these other theories, though? The multidimensional theory, that they come from another time travelers. Where do you stand on that? Do you still think that they are physical beings coming from another planet, maybe to look in on us and what happened to us over all these millennia? Or do you entertain the possibility of another theory?
Well, I think they can shift through dimensions. They can be visible or they can cloak themselves. I mean, Star Trek was wonderful to open up this world for us. But I think they can just change frequencies so you can see them, and all of a sudden, poof, they can cloak themselves so you can't see them. And I think time travel is certainly possible too.
It all makes sense.
Time travel to me, of course, has all those crazy contradictions. And that, of course, is from watching too many sci-fi shows, where they go back in time to screw around with the past to fix the future.
Well, that's the great dilemma, you know. I mean, this is, nobody can solve it. That's why it's a dilemma. It's a paradox. It's maybe only a paradox because we don't understand it yet. Maybe one day we will. You know, look at our own history here. Take any aspect of our existence on this planet. Medical, so-called science, social development, racism, social development. Pick anything you want. And look back just 50 years or 100 years. I mean, they used to burn witches in Salem. I don't think they do that anymore.
We have to go visit Salem and make sure that doesn't happen. Phyllis, Jean, and Bob, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We are so happy to have roped in Phyllis Galdi to stay for the full show. She's editor and publisher of Fate Magazine, and she has a special offer It's not really an ad. It's just a promo for listeners of the Paracast. Phyllis, what would you like to do?
Well, anyone who would like a free electronic issue of Faith Magazine, just send me an email, phyllis@faithmag.com, and I'll shoot you off an e-issue of Faith.
phyllis@faithmag.com. That's it. No spam. Correct. Just send your email address, and she'll send you the magazine. And by the way, the electronic version of the magazine is just simply great. It's in full color, by the way. Okay? I mean, you can buy a real printed version, like the old days. But, you know, nowadays you can just look online and reading. I'm looking at it right now, and it's just really, really nicely done. Faith Magazine, and we're glad, so happy to have you aboard to hang out with us as we do this show. And we were talking before, and Bob brought this back, about UFOs, UAP, flying saucers. Before we get into any more of that, Phyllis, what term do you prefer? UFO, UAP, flying saucer, what?
UFOs.
It's easy. Also, just UFO. UAP, do you think, Phyllis, they did that to try to move everything away from UFO because there have been so many negatives about that term?
I don't think the term itself is negative. It's what the news pundits try to paint it as. The term itself is innocuous. It's just what the media likes to change around.
I think you're absolutely spot on there, as our British cousins would say, Phyllis. I think there is really no significance in the term at all. I think it's a generational thing. It's like so many other things that change with time. The people in control, the people in the Pentagon, the people in other military and governmental offices, they did not grow up with the term UFO like we did. It doesn't mean the same thing. And there is a tendency among young people to chuck out everything which is, you know, what's the old expression from the 70s? Don't trust anybody over 20? I think that's basically what it is. I don't think there's any logic behind this. And I totally agree with you, and I think Gene agrees as well. I'm all in favor of sticking with UFO. A UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. So what's the difference? It's the same thing. Aerial, flying, they're talking about something in the air. So why do we quibble and argue and split hairs over what we call it? We all know what it is. And I'm in favor. I vote for UFO myself.
Simple is easy.
Yes, keep it simple. KISS, keep it simple and stupid.
Oh, by the way, before we were mentioning who coined the words Mr. UFO for Tim Beckley, it was Ace Frehley of KISS.
That was synchronicity.
That's why I had to mention
it. I'm going to try and contact Beckley in spirit. I'm going to have my medium see if he can, just say hello. I've heard this over and over. The dead do not like to be forgotten. They're not dead. They're alive and well in a different dimension, a different frequency. So I'm going to try and say hello to Mr. Beckley from through my medium.
I have to jump in here, Phyllis, because on exactly this point, I remember having a discussion with Jack Robinson and Bill Dauf, the spiritualist minister, about this. Are the dead watching us? Are they looking over our shoulders? Do we have to feel embarrassed or wondering who's watching us when we go to the bathroom or do other things?
I'm sure they're busy with their lives there, but I think they check in on us. I can tell. I was playing the piano a couple of weeks ago, and my mother and my dad were there behind me. I felt them. So they just stopped in, I suppose, to say hello. I think they're too busy to watch us going to the bathroom, but I think that they're around.
I remember Bill Dauf's answer to that question, and he said, actually, it was, it wasn't Bill Dauf. I interviewed years ago for Swiss Radio International at a meeting in Basel I told you about before. I can't think
I can't think of her name, a very, very well-known English spiritual medium. And I asked that same question, and she said, well, maybe it was a typically English answer. She said, spirit is like the people on earth. They have learned good manners, and if they have learned good manners in this physical life, they will carry on discretion and good manners in the life beyond. So it is impolite to watch people in the bathroom or to do other things. That's the way she put it.
I love it.
It's true, yeah, yeah. But it does not exclude the possibility that some voyeurs are out there watching us.
Well, of course, we're getting very grisly on the show. Soon this will be the Grizzly Cast, not the Paracast, so let's watch it.
No, may I bring up something which we have totally ignored until now, and I think it is a crime, a sin, not to bring up the question of dreams. This also has figured prominently in Fate magazine. And as we've heard in the course of the show so far, I think, Phyllis, that you tend to identify with everything that you print. And I'd love to hear your take on dreams. We all dream. I don't think anybody will dispute that fact. Even animals dream. We know that. That's been proved. Why do we dream? What do you think you know, anyway, about why we dream and the function of dreaming?
I think we have to dream. That's what the cults do sometimes. They keep people awake. They do not let them dream, go into that state. I think that's when your body restores itself, your psyche works things out, and you can program your dreams and ask for answers and keep a dream journal. And there's lucid dreaming where you're awake when you're dreaming. They're absolutely necessary to our sanity.
Of course, conventional psychology, or at least a branch of it, would say that it helps us to work out frustrations, problems, issues that are in the unconscious. Is there something more to it than that, do you think? Is it maybe even sometimes a message from beyond?
Oh, definitely. I think we get information. We get communication with other worlds. Maybe it's our angels, our spirits, who knows? But there's many, many important functions of a dream.
What is your position on the issue of demons? Number one, do they exist? Number two, how can we avoid them? Because they're not very pleasant beings.
I think demons are mainly thought forms, that they really don't have much power unless we are weak and allow them in.
We've got more to come with Phyllis Galdi of Fate Magazine. And Gene and Bob, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. The alert comes hours after President Joe Biden was warned by commanders that another terrorist attack was highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours.
for the live stream. So we are here. The Antifa and LGBT groups are getting ready to come counter-protest a straight pride event.
A group of Antifa were saved by police after they were beaten and forced to retreat at a violent left versus right protest in Modesto, California. Conservatives held a straight pride event in Modesto on Saturday when Antifa and other left-wing protesters showed up to start trouble. This is USA Radio News. Two new studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show fully vaccinated Americans' immunity to COVID-19 is waning as the more transmissible Delta variant continues to spread across the country. One study, which focused on frontline healthcare workers, found that vaccine effectiveness declined by nearly 30 percentage points since the Delta variant became the dominant strain in the U.S. The analysis also concluded that the COVID-19 vaccines were 80% effective in preventing infection among the frontline healthcare workers. Joe Kent, a congressional candidate who served in Iraq, said the U.S. military lied about the progress in Afghanistan for two decades in an interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday.
Nearly two decades of lies come unraveling. The U.S. military has been saying for nearly two decades we've built this Afghan government and this Afghan army and that they were worthy of the sacrifice of our brave young men and women and that they would hold.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
You know, when you bring up demonic scenarios, as you know, Phyllis Galdi of Fate, there are people who believe that UFOs are demonic. So what do you think about the theories, Phyllis, that maybe, perhaps, just perhaps, some UFOs might have some demonic aspect? I mean, there are whole religions, whole groups of people who will maintain that.
I don't think they're demons. The messages I get from Spirit, from David and others, that there are good ETs and there's some ETs that don't have our best interests at heart. They can be rapacious, but I don't think they're demons in any sense of the word. They're just adventurers and some are helpful and watching us and some just want to take advantage of us.
That reminds me, Phyllis, of something that I keep mentioning him, Bill Dott, who was a well-known spiritual minister in Paterson, New Jersey, we knew. He's no longer with us, at least in the physical plane. And he brought up this biblical phrase that there are nasty spirits, nasty entities, and I've talked to some other people about it from the Hindu point of view, and they say it's really largely exaggerated, this thing about demons. Exactly as you say, they're not as powerful as we'd like to think they are. I think Hollywood makes too much of it. They are really sort of corrupt, you know, nasty people. And Bill told me, when you go into spirit, you carry with you the personality and the traits you had in the physical life. And if you're, you know, a nasty person, if you're an angry person, if you're mischievous, if you're a scoundrel in this life, you will be one in the spirit world. And there, of course, is, I guess, where the issue of connecting to demons is concerned. And I don't want to, I know we were on practically the last segment here. In this connection, the Ouija board, I wonder what you think of people who sit, the claim or the worry, the fear, is that people are playing with demonic spirits and don't know how dangerous it is. What do you think of all of this?
Well, I've done Ouija board a lot with my family, and we've had many wonderful experiences, and I had one really bad experience, and I had to have people take this negative entity off me. I had like 3-4 healers had to get it out of my aura. So there's some mischievous bad spirits in the Ouija, too. It depends on where your frequency, your vibration is, what kind of spirit you attract on the Ouija board. It's like an open door, like you walk into a bad bar. You don't know who's in there.
You feel right away. That's a great metaphor. You walk into a bad bar. You feel it. You know, we have this ability. You feel right away that I don't belong here. Let's get out of here. And this, of course, applies also to spiritualism. You know, you can feel that you're going in the wrong direction. And I suppose you would agree with a lot of people who recommend that you never, for example, do the Ouija board alone or try to conduct a seance on your own. You should always have a spiritual battery of people to pull you back. Would you agree with that?
I don't know that it's necessary. It depends on how intact your own spirituality and where your vibration is. My nephew used to do the Ouija by himself, and I'd watch him, and he was just fine. He was talking to our grandfather, and it was no big deal.
By the way, just as a little anecdote, how many people realize where the word Ouija board comes from? It's a combination of the French and German words for yes. Oui, French, ja, J-A, German for yes.
Okay, we're going to patent that phrase.
Somebody already did.
Yeah, right.
Parker Brothers.
Yes, I had one of the original Parker Brothers Ouija boards going back about, 60 years or so ago. I have no idea where it is.
It was initially a parlor game that was very popular in the 30s when spiritualism was absolutely flourishing. There were, Hollywood, too. There were so many things. I mentioned Charlie Chan before. And there were others, there was always this mysticism.
Before we go on, Charlie Chan, I think a lot of our listeners don't know that this was an Oriental detective. They made a number of movies of the character in the 30s and 40s. And he was kind of like an Oriental version or an Asian version of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, exactly. And he was Biggers, I think, was his name. I don't remember his full name. An American writer who... Charlie Chan was a Chinese-American in Honolulu who actually existed. And, of course, Hollywood really blew him out of all proportion. And he became very mystical and mysterious. Very much like Charlie Chan. But actually, he was very close... To a character that Agatha Christie created. Everybody thinks of Agatha Christie, Miss Marple. Actually, her primary figure, her primary character, was Hercule Poirot, a Belgian detective who lived in England. And it's quite interesting. We see it over here on British television. We get, 93,000 channels over here. Think of the Bruce Springsteen song, 50 channels and nothing on TV. we only watch a few, but we get British television here, all kinds of languages. And independent television in Britain, the commercial channels, are running Poirot all the time. And when I watch Poirot, I'm watching Charlie Chan.
Okay, he was loosely based on a Hawaiian detective, Chang Apana, and he was created by Earl Der Biggers.
Yeah, there you go.
The only unfortunate thing here is only a few of the Charlie Chan movies featured an Asian actor playing the character.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
Werner Olin,
kind of,
who was considered to be the classic Charlie Chan, was Swedish. And Sidney Toler, who my 90-year-old aunt says is the only Charlie Chan, he was Scottish, a Scottish-American. But they played the role well. And Werner Oland actually is an interesting side story to this, that he became obsessed with the character. And even if in his private, everyday life, spoke like Charlie Chan, the character he played in the movies. He went a bit gaga.
We've got one more segment to come here, so we're going to move to that. But
speaking of
Charlie
going
Chan,
gaga,
that is so interesting here. The only thing is here, of course, the speech tended to be a little bit off. You know, I don't say pidgin English, but it was certainly not perfect. Also, Werner Olin played the villain in a movie called The Werewolf of London.
Maybe that's where they got the idea to hire him.
One of the early werewolf movies.
Well, he was in the genre.
Yes, he was. And that was quite interesting. But there's a whole list here of the various actors who played Charlie Chan. And we have Peter Ustinov, Ross Martin. I can't imagine Ross Martin playing Charlie Chan. I don't know why we got into this. We're talking with Phyllis Galdi of Fate Magazine. She'll be spending a few more moments with us. So this is going to be a fascinating...
We're very grateful for that.
Pardon?
We're very grateful for that.
More to come with Phyllis, Gene, and Bob. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Phyllis Galdi of Fate Magazine, by the way, she tells us, if you write to Phyllis at fatemag.com, that's the correct email address?
Correct, yes.
She'll send you along a free digital edition of Fate Magazine. It's identical, by the way, to the print version. All right?
The digital version has more color than the print version.
Well, Phyllis, I think that's really a very magnanimous gesture on your part, and I think it will be appreciated by the Paracast listeners, and there are many.
Good.
We definitely want people to do this, because a magazine like this, it's a one-of-a-kind product nowadays. It's loosely based on the pulp magazines of the 40s and 50s in terms of the formatting and everything. But Fate stands by itself.
Look what happened to Life magazine. Look what happened to the Saturday Evening Post. They just don't exist anymore. We're talking about Fate magazine, and a lot of people would be cynical and say, who's interested in that? Well, quite obviously, Phyllis has found a magic formula here to cater to an audience which a lot of people didn't even think existed, but she's proved it's been going on since 1948, folks. How many publications are still around from that vintage? Hats off to you, Phyllis, and I wish you many, many more years of Fate magazine. We all do.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a labor of love, and I just consider myself a steward of the magazine.
I think you've made that very, very clear, and I think anyone with any kind of sensitivity can feel your sincerity and your interest in this field. It's not about money. It's about something, a passion, the French would say. I think that's what makes the difference. I remember Edward R. Murrow, the great Edward R. Murrow, the broadcaster and war correspondent, who once said, it's not exactly right on target, but it's close. In radio, the only thing that counts is what comes out of the loudspeaker. And I learned something else in my communication studies, which I later taught at university level. There's some magic about radio that you don't get in video. And that is, in radio, people feel the soul. They're not seeing you. They don't see you. They hear your voice and measure the sincerity, the feeling in your voice. The voice is so underestimated in terms of what it communicates. And when I listen to you, and I say this factually as a professional, as a voice artist, I hear a very sincere person who is really dedicated to what she's doing and deserves support. And that's, I say that most sincerely to you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you here in our final segment, just a few moments left. What do you have planned for upcoming issues of Fate?
Well, we have the contactees for this next issue. And then after that, I've heard a lot of flack about this. We're going to deal with serpents, the serpent culture and snakes, how important they have been in so many civilizations and what power do they have.
You said everybody, you've heard a lot of flack about this. How so?
Oh, the readers, I don't want a snake on the cover because they love the covers. That's real important to the readers. Yeah, but some of them get squeamish. But anyway, that's what's going to have is we're going to honor the snakes.
Well, the snakes have been honored by cultures for millennia and millennia, and I think it's absolutely appropriate that Fate magazine treat that subject. It certainly is part of the ballpark.
Yes, I agree. And another interesting thing, that Fate kind of writes itself. The covers come to me. I think maybe they're from the Curtis and Mary Fuller or upstairs in heaven. But I'm kind of told what to do. Or I'll get three articles on crop circles. Oh, I guess we better write about crop circles now. So the magazine kind of, I'm guided by the articles that come in. So they don't come from my head necessarily. They come from someplace else.
They come in waves then, that suddenly you get three articles on crop circles, or maybe you'll get four on Bigfoot or something like that?
Right, exactly, yep.
It sounds to me like you're a great, I don't like the word, use the word believer, but you certainly subscribe to Jung's concept of synchronicity.
A lot of help from someplace else.
It's happened to me personally so many times and so many other people that I just take it for granted anymore. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, I kind of just listen and pay attention.
Do nothing and all will be done, the Hindus say. I don't know if that's true, but I don't think you'd get out a magazine by doing nothing.
So this is every 2 months?
Irregular.
Okay.
In the best world, yeah. As soon as we can afford it, we pay off for one issue, then the next one goes to press.
Is it hard to find a printer who can handle this kind of publication anymore?
No. In fact, Tim Beckley tried to get me to use his printer in New York. No, there are printers who print this newsprint.
You know, irregular production, it occurs to me that it assures the highest quality because you're not under the pressure of a scheduled run. You run when you think the product is ready and interesting.
Exactly. Now that Fate is on the newsstands, we're not under the gun to do that.
That's very good. There's probably no worse enemy of good journalism than the pressure of the publication deadline. And you don't have that.
Not anymore.
That's why Fate magazine has survived. It's rolled with the punches.
That's right.
Do you do anything else other than Fate? Do you have any books published?
I have a book publishing company, too, that kind of went dormant while I was having my hip and my move here and the death of my partner. But now I'm getting that back up and running, too. So I publish books, and I take care of my animals. That's my physical therapy, feeding and watering a bunch of critters.
I know there's an article I just read a moment ago as I was looking online for part of this conversation about the advantages, the psychological and medicinal advantages of having pets. Hey, Phyllis Galdi, please tell our listeners, if they want to know more about Fate magazine, where do we send them?
Check out our website, www.fatemag.com. We have a really good website, a lot of material. And if you want a free issue, email me, phyllis@fatemag.com.
Once again, that's phyllis@fatemag.com. No spam, please, but she will send you a digital copy of Fate magazine. You get a chance to see what the joy is all about and the option, of course, to subscribe if you wish. How about that? You can find us, by the way, if you go to Twitter. We do have a presence for the Paracast. Also on Facebook, But lately, Facebook, and Facebook does lots of screwy things, folks. Facebook would not let us post our URL. We could say the Paracast 1,000 times. We can't put the URL in there, which is weird. And, of course, there is no support. There's no support on Facebook, so, of course, we can't get any help with that. And you want to write to somebody and say, help me, and they won't do it. We have branded merchandise with the Paracast. If you go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop, or theparacast.store, it works, same place. And we have several different logos, including the original Paracast logo and one that Red Pill Junkie did of me, kind of a caricature. Branded merchandise, T-shirts, throw pillows, you name it, at theparacast.shop. And then we have the Paracast Plus, where you get this show free of the network ads, and also the After the Paracast podcast. And Bob Zanotti will be hanging with me. We're going to look at the voices of the past and other subjects for this weekend's edition of the After the Paracast podcast. We have a special deal if you subscribe for a lifetime to the Paracast Plus. Use the coupon code UFO20. For a 20% discount. For more info, theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Phyllis Galdi, thank you so much for hanging with us and joining us on the Paracast.
And I would say, if you like the Paracast, you're going to love Fate Magazine.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
It was fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.